Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
And in the state where I live, we also have a Senate election. So we're getting inundated every day. The mailbox continues to fill up with all kinds of political mail. And they do all kinds of creative, cool things. They got the flaps opening up here. And they got the, you know, ooh, looks like a post-it note on a cork board here. And they got the, ooh, I don't know, some menacing 3D type of glow-in-the-dark lettering going on here. Lots of, you know, true blue, all American flags, blah, 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 blah. But I am going to share today's lesson based on the strategy, not just in direct mail, but all of marketing, known as the sneak up, or at least it's got many names, but for me, it goes by the sneak up, which means you don't want to broadcast to the recipient of your message that it is an advertising, marketing, or sales message. So this is extremely prevalent on Facebook, where almost exclusively, the ads that work on Facebook are ones that do not appear to be an ad. So they appear to tell a story, or give some helpful information, or a video or a photo of a person looking friendly and talking about something to let you know something, an event that's coming up, or a tactic or a strategy they use. But then at the end, they're going to say, click here for more, and look to get you over to a sales page or their website, or, to buy the tickets to the event, or to buy their course, or to buy their book or their program, or to join their group or whatever it is. So certainly on social media, Facebook, where people come for basically a party. They come to meet people and talk to people and see what their friends are up to and all that kind of stuff, for the most part, not the place where you want to interrupt all that with a blatant sales message. So you sneak up with a Facebook-looking, friendly, social type of message, and then you deliver the sales message. Well, in direct mail, that means that you don't put your return address on the envelope of whatever piece you're sending out. So you don't say doctor whatever and then send an envelope full of, hey, here's why you should become a patient, come into the place or come into my dental practice, whatever it is. So here's the political version of it, and we got one each, one for me, one for my beautiful wife Michelle, coming from something called the Center for Voter Information, Phoenix, Arizona. We live just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. So, man, doesn't that sound official sounding, an official government, whatever? And I'm like, of course not. Okay, here, I got this one here. This is what it looks like when it comes from the government. This is coming from the county that we live in, Maricopa County Elections Department, also in Phoenix. Sample ballot for the November general election, blah, 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 of which, well, it's got a couple of tabs on it, but I will be opening this up and reading through here a couple of days before the election to see what the heck is going on with all these people, these county this and board of that and judge of this and, you know, all kinds of people I've never heard of before, will never remember a day past the election. I remember once looking up the election results to see who won out of everyone I voted for. I didn't even remember who I voted for. But I will check this out, and I will say there's millions of Americans, by the way, who are doing that with the presidential election. People are like, oh, that last debate doesn't mean anything. It's a week to go. There's already 50 million people voted. Everyone's made up their mind, except, you know, small, maybe 6-10% of people that are under something. Like, did you hear yourself just now? 6 or 10%? You mean millions? And enough, I mean, just about every swing state, even by the polls that are completely off and don't know what they're doing. They screwed up 4 years ago and misled everybody that, oh, this thing is over and the polls say this and that. And from what I've heard, and I studied a little bit. They haven't changed their methodology, so clearly they're all massively wrong again. But you got all those polls and all the early voters, and so, oh, there's no undecided, it's only a few million. Well, the few million's enough to swing the election in every state. And yes, there are a lot of people that, like me, for the local, meaning, you know, people I never heard of, I said meaning, I'm basically meaningless. A lot of these people running unopposed, the nonsense elections, I call it. A lot of people do that for the presidential election, which also, by the way, in case you don't know, is also a nonsense election, because it's the U.S. government versus the people, and got nothing to do with which party is taking advantage and hurting the American people. They hurt people equally. It doesn't really matter, except for, obviously, the last 4 years have been incredibly entertaining, having this guy in office, this outsider, unpresidential guy. But I digress. I will be opening up, just like a lot of people tuned into that last debate and was their first time, saying it's a week before the election or 10 days or something. Let's check this thing out. And now they're starting to check things out. That's how I am locally. Millions of people are like that nationally. But I digress. Here is the piece of sneak up mail that I'm going to show you. It's a self mailer. That means no envelope needed. It's a piece of mail folded in half, glued at the top. So self mail, you can mail this piece by itself with no envelope. You simply fold it, glue it, and now I'm going to unglue it and open up, and we'll see who is trying to trick me and fake me out to think this is some official government thing. But of course, it's almost undoubtedly some partisan thing. Even the mail I get that says, you know, we just want you to vote, that comes from the Arizona Democratic Party. And all it says is, we want you to vote. Doesn't even say vote for the Democrats. Just said, write it down here. Where are you going? What time are you going? How are you going to get there? It's in English. It's in Spanish. It's in who knows what other language. Like, here's the date. Here's the whatever. Go vote. But, of course, it's partisan. It comes from a Democratic party. So Cromley has a website on there. Let me just see. Oh, yeah. Go to iwillvote.com/AZ, AZ for Arizona. So almost undoubtedly, the I Will Vote has some partisan information on it. Because after all, Democratic Party's paying for it. You think they just don't care who you vote for? So let's see who paid for this one. Was the Center for Voter Information. We're about to find out which party that means. Almost undoubtedly out of our two major entrenched, corrupt, self-serving parties. Here you go. Here you go. The Center for Voter Information. We don't care. We're not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, blah, blah, blah. But here you go. So, who will lower your prescription drug prices? Joe Biden, yes. Donald Trump, no. Yeah. Already, Trump has, of course, reduced and lowered drug prices. Like my mother-in-law, who's diabetic on insulin, and that's already been lowered to $35 a month, and she loves it. So I'm pretty sure that wasn't done by a guy who's out of office. Just gonna guess. Next one, free community college. As if that's a good thing. You got Joe Biden delaying people going into the marketplace by 2 years on my dime, having taxpayers pay for this delayed contribution to society. Donald Trump says, how dumb is that? We're not going to delay people coming into the workforce for 2 years. They ought to come in and get to work and feed their family and feed themselves and help society and, like, don't waste 2 years. Community. When's the last time anybody said, you know why I got that great, fantastic job? Because I went to community college. That's why I am the CEO of a company. That's why I am I'm the head of something. That's, you know, that putting that on my resume, man. Community. I guarantee you, I've hired a lot of people. I've interviewed a lot of people. I guarantee you it's a negative. If I see someone didn't go to college and somebody else went to community college, I'm absolutely leaning in favor of the person who did not go to community college. Next one, U.S. citizenship for U.S. military veterans. Do the candidates support allowing people who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children that have served in the military and have no criminal record to remain in the U.S. without fear of deportation. And that was under the title of U.S. Citizenship for U.S. Military Veterans. Biden, yes. Trump, no. Gee, I wonder whose side they're on, since they put everything as if it's a good thing. And Biden is yes, and Trump is a no. Now, of course, one of these things not good. And the other one Trump has already done, Biden hasn't. And this military veterans for, I don't know. I don't know why I'd be against this. People were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. It's always questionable. That whole brought illegally as children thing. Children are under 18, technically. But serving the U.S. military, for crying out loud, if you don't have a criminal record, I would think you ought to have some kind of path to citizenship come up. But apparently, according to this, Trump says no. Interesting. So anyway, as usual, it's a mixed bag. Like I said, the candidate doesn't matter. The party doesn't matter. It's all the same. We've survived 8 years of Obama somehow. We survived 8 years of Bush somehow. We're going to survive however many. We've already survived 4 years of Trump. We'll survive either four more, or we'll survive however many months Biden would be in office, and then we'll survive however many years of Harris, and it'll go on and on and on. We will always survive, especially as business owners. We just need to take the right steps to remain successful, to have our business grow, no matter who's in office, no matter what's going on in the economy. That's called proper, effective business strategy. Hopefully, you're not a business owner out there that's going to use an excuse, whoever's in office, or whatever the economy is, or if a competitor comes into town, or what the weather is, or anything outside of you and what's totally 100% firmly within your control. Because that's why we are entrepreneurs. That's why we became business owners, to control our own destiny. I assure you, no politician and no ups and downs of the economy, and no weather, and no anything other than, of course, I mean, you know, tornado comes in and levels your business. I get that extreme weather, of course, can have an effect. But I mean, you know what I mean? The variables are inside of each one of us that it takes to be successful. And extremely marginally doesn't matter who's holding political office or what the economy is like. It just depends what strategy we use, right? The more liberal, high tax person gets in, we're going to have this strategy. The more freedom-based, lower tax, lower regulation person stays in office, we're going to have this strategy, right? But we're going to win. Hopefully, you also have decided you're going to win, no matter who, in my case, 3,000 miles away, happens to be living in a building in Washington, D.C. I could care, or working there. I could care less. Anyway, that'll do it for Direct Mail Monday. So it's a strategy that works if you want to sneak up and not let people know that your email or social media post or direct mail piece or whatever it is commercial in nature, and you want to get in under a friendly, hey, I'm just kind of helping you out here, that this was the Center for Voting Information or whatever it's called, Center for Voter Information. I'm just giving you some information. You can do the same thing on social media, do the same thing with emails, do the same thing with direct mail, phone calls, faxes, I don't know, whatever way you choose to do your advertising, marketing, and sales. You may want to employ this strategy that I call the sneak up, where you don't broadcast to them, this is commercial in nature. At least that way you get them to the next step. In this case, I open it up, and then I immediately found out, of course, this is extremely partisan in nature. But I did open it up, and then possibly I'm swayed. Like, for instance, that whole military thing. Well, if I'm so incredibly pro-military that I feel that, whoa, I didn't know that Trump is against people that served in the military staying in America. Like, if you serve in the military honorably and get discharged, and then Trump is in favor of bouncing you out of the country. First of all, I don't believe that. I mean, he might, you know, be blowing, you know, hot air with that because he wants to build the wall and gin up the fear. But even though, no matter what he said, oh, and he wants to, you know, get rid of DACA, but that's a negotiating tactic. Of course, he wants to get rid of DACA so they can codify something and come up with a law that helps protect them. And of course, he doesn't want to go expel 15 or 20 million law-abiding legal citizens from the country. But of course, that's what some people have it made out for. But I don't think any any politicians against that. So I find it hard to believe that Trump's in favor of deporting somebody with no criminal record after they've served military duty in an honorable fashion just because their parents snuck them into the country or they came in with a coyote, which, by the way, does not mean an animal. For those of you anti-Trumpers that are so clueless about things that you criticize everything he does without knowing anything about it. But I digress. That's it for Direct Mail Monday. I'll catch you back here tomorrow on Topical Tuesday. Over and out for today. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye. Oh, got to click two buttons. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making.